Ride along each week as we share proven strategies to strengthen your business, energize your team, and create the business success you've been dreaming about. And now, here's your host, Rich Allen.
Are you among the few who have written goals? Welcome to the Ultimate Business Tune-Up Podcast, where our one and only goal is to help you tune up your business so you can have the long-lasting success and fulfillment that comes from owning a solid, profitable, and sustainable business. Each week, we dive deep into a single topic related to improving your business, improving your team engagement, or improving your relationship with your customers. This week, I want to focus on a much-talked-about way to significantly improve the odds of achieving the future success you want so desperately. No, I'm not going to do a book review of The Secret, nor am I going to ask you to do anything that I'm not willing to do myself. This one is actually pretty simple, yet very powerful. It's to simply write down your big goals. You may have heard the statistic regarding this topic, but if not, let me remind you so you will take this topic more seriously. Here are a few of the stats that got my attention. 45% of the world's wealth is owned by just 1% of the world's population. 85% of the world's wealth is owned by just 12% of the world's population. And 85% of the world's wealth is owned by people who have written goals. Think about that for a minute. It can't be just a coincidence that 85% of the wealth in the world just happens to be owned by 12% of the people on the planet, and those people also happen to have taken the time to write down their big goals. There must be something to it. At least that's what I believe and what I'm going to help you with today. If you don't believe in the power of writing down your big goals, you may want to ask yourself this. Given the fact that the vast majority of the wealth created in the world is owned by people who do have written goals, are you willing to risk trying to be one of the people who can create and own wealth and success without taking the time to write down your big goals? I'm not sure about you, but the odds seem to be stacked against someone who tries to be successful by just winging it. I think it's better to join the 12% of people on this planet who both have most the wealth and have written down their big goals. How about you? Perhaps it's worth taking a few minutes to get this done right. That's why my question this week is, are you among the few who have written goals? If you are among those who haven't taken time to write down your big goals, today's your lucky day. I'm going to share with you a simple memory hook to help you make this happen. And if you do have your big goals written down, good for you. You're among the elite, the few who have done it. Now, today, let me give you a way to make sure your big goals are written in a way that's more likely to get you the results you want. There's not a specific formula or method to identify your big goals. These are your big goals, so they're unique to you. Your big goals may be business-related, but then again, they may have more to do with your family, your relationships, your lifestyle, or your health. To be honest, it doesn't matter what your big goals are. Just that you have taken the time to think about what you want in the future, narrow the long list of wants into a short list of those wants you're willing to put some serious work into, and then define and declare exactly what you want to happen. Like most things, there are several ways to approach setting and defining your big goals. Let me share a couple of them. You may be familiar with the idea of making your goals SMART. It's perhaps the most frequently used acrostic or memory hook for setting goals, and it may be just right for you. If you're not familiar with SMART goals, here's what it stands for. S stands for specific, meaning you need to be specific about what you want. In other words, don't make your goals too general. The more detailed and specific, the better. M stands for measurable, meaning you need to have a metric or a way to determine how much progress you've made towards your goal. A stands for actionable, meaning your goal needs to be something that you can do something about, not just something that may happen to you without you doing anything. R stands for realistic, meaning your goals need to be something that's within the realm of possibilities. I like to think of this as not setting the goal to have $1 billion when you haven't yet achieved having $1 million. And T stands for time-bound, meaning you need to include a time frame in your goals. Set a specific date by which you'll achieve your big goals. If your goal's open-ended, meaning that someday this will happen, it's not a goal. It's a wish or a dream. There you have it. SMART goals. If that speaks to you, then use this acrostic to make your goals more SMART than they are today. Honestly, I do really like the idea of SMART goals, but they don't hold as much personal meaning to me. I prefer a lesser-known acrostic, SPAM. It's a lot the same, but the idea of spamming my goals speaks louder to me. Here's why. As you may know, I grew up in a very big, very poor family. I have 11 brothers and sisters, and for most of my growing up years, we lived in the projects, a low-income housing area in Northeast Ohio that was nothing more than a World War II military barracks that were converted into single-family apartments. I'll spare you all the details, but to give you a sense of the environment, each apartment had a living room, a kitchen, two bedrooms, and a bathroom. And there was no way that we could fit all of us into a single apartment. So my parents rented two units side by side, and we cut a door between the two units. That meant we had two living rooms, two kitchens, four bedrooms, and two bathrooms. A virtual mansion for a large, poor family. And if I recall correctly, the monthly rent was something around $150 per month per unit. Don't get me wrong, I'm not complaining. As kids, we really didn't know we were poor because everyone around us was just like us. So we felt like we're just living with our people. One of the things I do remember well was the food we ate and how we handled meals for a family of 14. We never sat down for a meal as a family. Honestly, we couldn't. We didn't have a table large enough, and even if we ate outside on the picnic table, some of us had to sit on the ground just to make room for everyone. So meals were typically handled first come, first served, meaning if you weren't there when lunch or dinner was ready, you may not get any. I remember eating a lot of fish sticks. I think it was because they were easy to pop in the oven and everyone could just take what they wanted. No fuss, no mess. And if we did have meat, it was often meat from a can. You know, that delicacy known as Spam. We'd get a super large can of Spam that would slide out of the tin with a slimy sound like that sound takes me right back to the projects. That may give you some idea of why, when I attended a work conference shortly after graduating from high school, and the presenter used a can of Spam to make his points about how to write powerful, meaningful goals for your life, I was all ears. In fact, it spoke to me so loudly that I went out and bought a small can of Spam to put on my desk in my office. Even today, if you were to visit my office, you'd find several cans of Spam, all of them way out of date, as reminders to spam my goals and to help my clients spam their goals as well. The Spam acrostic is very similar to the SMART acrostic, which is why you can use the one that speaks the loudest to you. Here's what SPAM stands for. S stands for specific. Make your goals very specific, not broad or general. It's better to have several very specific goals rather than having one large, undefinable goal. Rather than having a goal to grow your business, the goal should be something like to grow the revenues of a specific product or service to a specific level within a specific time frame. P stands for personal, which means that each goal should be owned by an individual. I goals are more powerful than we goals. Whether it's you or someone else on your team or in your family, make sure each goal has an owner, someone who knows without a doubt that they're responsible and accountable to achieve the goal. Don't mistake this for the idea of having a big vision for your business or your life. The vision is a collective picture of what you want your business or life to look like in the future. But to make the vision a reality, you need to break it down into very specific goals that are owned by an individual. Something powerful happens when your big goals are written starting with I will rather than we will. A stands for actionable. Just like the A in SMART, the A in SPAM reminds us that our goals must require effort and work. It's not just a matter of hoping the stock market will go up, and as a result, you'll have more in your retirement savings account. What are you going to do to make sure your savings account goes up to the specific level you have written down? Likewise, in your business, what are you going to do to make sure your revenues from your specific customer are going to rise to the specific level you have written down? Make sure your specific goals are actionable. And finally, the M in SPAM stands for measurable. This means your goals should include numbers, percentages, dates, or other metrics that can be quantified and measured. Don't just say you're going to accomplish something, put a date on it. Don't just say you're going to improve something, define how much better it's going to be. Don't just say you're going to do more of something, declare specifically how much more you're going to do. Specific, personal, actionable, and measurable. That's how to SPAM your big goals. And to make sure I'm always thinking about this, I simply keep a can of SPAM in my office where I can see it every day. It reminds me that if I don't achieve my big goals, my only other alternative is to open the can and enjoy one last meal. And since every can of SPAM I own has an expiration date that's before 2011, I'm sure I wouldn't survive my alternative plan, which gives me even more motivation to achieve each and every big goal. My hope is that you would be similarly motivated. So there you have it, two different but similar ways for you to write down your big goals. You can either make them SMART goals, or you can SPAM your goals. Use the one that speaks to you, but no matter which you choose, take the time to get your big goals down in writing. You'll soon find yourself among an elite minority of people who not only want to achieve big goals, but have done the work necessary to make it a reality. As always, if you have specific questions or would like to bounce around some thoughts on this topic, please don't hesitate to reach out and ask. Writing down your big goals and making sure you have them either SMART or SPAMed is powerful, important, and game-changing. Don't leave this to chance. I'd be glad to help if you need more help in making this happen. And do me a big favor. Share this podcast episode with your fellow business owners. If we're going to change the world and make it a better place for everyone, we've got to have more people setting big goals and making those goals a reality. You can do your part by simply sharing this episode and inspiring those you know to jump on the bandwagon. Thanks for joining me today. Be sure to tune in next week when we're going to discuss 3 secrets to improving production. You won't want to miss it. Meanwhile, if you have a question, suggestion, or would simply like to connect, shoot me an email at rich@tourtoprofit.com. Now go make it a great week, and whatever you do, ride hard.
Thank you for listening to the Ultimate Business Tune-Up. Make sure you subscribe so you don't miss any future episodes. In the meantime, find more resources at tourtoprofit.com and connect with Rich by sending a message to rich@tourtoprofit.com. Until next time, ride hard.